It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are happy to welcome back our hometown heroes, the Record Company. Guys, it's good to see you.
Thanks for having us back, Sky.
We're going to talk about, it's been a long tour and a whole lot of changes in the life of the Record Company, but why don't we remind people just what they're getting when they get the Record Company, albeit now sans some amps. You're going to be doing the Down and Dirty strip version today. Would you mind whipping out that new track that we've been banging here at KCSN for all the world to hear?
Absolutely. It'd be our pleasure, Sky.
All right. It is the Record Company live. We're going to be talking to them about the album that just got a Grammy nomination, an EP they're working on, and all things in between. But here they are first, live on KCSN.
Ooh, broken. Ooh, broken. Ooh, broken. Baby, broken, ooh,
It's 88.5 KCSN live with the record company. Chris, Alex, and Mark are here. And you guys just literally, didn't you play in Washington, D.C. like 2 days ago or something?
Yeah. At the 9:30 club, the famous 9:30 club, it was a thrill, man. What a great night that was. And we did Richmond, Virginia, and a bunch of other stuff.
I saw the Richmond, Virginia. It was an outdoor show, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Good really crowd, too.
Yeah, it was a great crowd. Really surprising turnout for us. Same with 9:30. So, you know, we're still getting used to the idea of people paying to see us. Huh. So, you know what I mean?
What a concept.
We've all been in music, you know, since we were all kids, and it's cool to have the other side of things happening. You know, we definitely all were used to the, just like every musician, you know, you got to go through the years and years sometimes of three people in the crowd, you know. And so it's been a nice little adventure lately.
Well, and on that point, when you went out, we were trying to figure out how many gigs you did. Let's talk about, were there markets early on that you went into that surprisingly they were right there with you, that they were, you know, probably markets that had an affinity somehow or some way for the blues, I would assume,
right,
fed into it. Were there certain towns of it where you've gone, where you've been adopted and that you feel great in? And I'm sure there's somewhere you're still seeing less than you'd hope for.
Yeah, you know, it's a process of growth. D.C. is a great town. It was great early. Philadelphia has been amazing to us. Chicago has been unbelievably strong. Milwaukee, my old hometown, of course, because Wisconsinites are great people, and if you get moving, you know, they all come out and support. So Milwaukee has been great. And just, you know, Nashville has been great. So it, and of course, right here in LA, but LA has been supporting us for a long time.
Yeah.
So it was a kind of, you know, the first time I think when we played, it was about March of last year, we played the Mercury Lounge in New York, and that got sold out in advance, and we were like, holy, you know, because yeah. I don't know if we had sold out anything like where it was in an advance, like where it's like, holy crap, there's 10 more days before the show and there's all the tickets are gone, you know. But what we're trying to do is write the best songs we can. We're not trying to hide our influences at all, but we're not trying to do anything throwback either.
Right.
You know, we do recognize that it's 2017. We want our sound, you know, if you listen to our record, the bass and the drums move the speaker. You know, we want things to sound like they're done now. And I've got kind of the old crackly voice, and I guess maybe that helps it stick back in the past. But we're having a lot of fun, Sky. And you guys have been early supporters. You, KCSN, all the way back. I mean, you had us on your show right before the record came out. I want to acknowledge that and thank you for it. And I want to also acknowledge like Nick Harcourt and Kevin Bronson, who's spun us early. Like
early.
I'm talking 2012, like right after we came out. Kevin's been a huge supporter, and Nick's become a good friend too in the last year. So it's been really great.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and it's the record company live.
Got a hollow heart, and I'm feeling wrong. I got a dollar in my pocket for a midnight song. Young. couldn't get you what you wanted, but you stayed on my mind. And a tired heart, babe, feeling wrong. Put a dollar in a jukebox for that midnight song. Your lover's, you're gone, clouded your eyes. You might be the bourbon or the lie you've been hiding. Evening comes, and night feels warm. That soft southern air, Lord, the jukebox moaning. Yes, it gone. Yes, it gone. My radio, my light, my bright shining morning. Yes, it gone. Yes, it gone. My freedom may gone. My blue hour. She gone. In morning, Rita, don't you miss your wine? Don't you miss your body being next to mine? Got a tired heart, I'm feeling wrong. Got a dollar in my pocket for a midnight song. You're gone, guess you're gone. Beauty of my light, my bright shining moon. Yes, you're gone, Lord, you're gone. My beauty may gone. Guess you're gone, guess you're gone. Beauty of my light, my bright shining moon. Yes, you're gone, Lord, you're gone.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are happy to welcome back the record company. They've been on tour almost incessantly over the last year or so, and lots happened, a Grammy nomination being one of them. What was it like when you got that news?
Well, you know, if we weren't expecting to have clubs sell out. We certainly weren't expecting a Grammy nod. And my wife was very optimistic. She was like, Chris, you know, the Grammy nominations come out on Monday at 6 a.m. I'm like, don't even talk about that. There's no possibility, Valerie. Put it out of your mind. So I was sleeping soundly. We had actually had a rare little bit of time back from the road. And all of a sudden, I get woken up to her, like, screaming and going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And that's all she's saying over and over. And I thought, like, the house was on fire. One of the cats had passed away. I don't know. You know, I had nothing positive. And I said, what is wrong? And she said, you're nominated for a Grammy. The band's nominated for a Grammy, Chris. And I sat there in pretty much silence for, I think, a couple of seconds. And she said, did you hear what I said? And I was like, yeah, I think I did. And she said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to call the band. I'm going to call my parents. And I'm going to go listen to some Jimmy Reed records. And that's what I did.
That is.
I think we all had a similar reaction. You know, wouldn't you say, guys? It was pretty much shock. Yeah, we didn't expect it, man.
But that's a nice, a finishing touch, going to listen to a Jimmy Reed record, saying, you know what, the inspiration must be acknowledged.
Manuel, this is going to sound real corny, and I don't think I've ever... I don't want to qualify it, but I've never said it out loud on the air, especially. When we formed the band, I had a real deep love for some music, and one of the guys that we... I found an old Jimmy Reed record in Al's collection, and we started spinning it, and I was like, this is my favorite blues artist of all time. Now, I'd listened to him earlier in my life, but I just hadn't... like my high school years, but I hadn't listened to him in a long time, and something about that crackling old vinyl, and I immediately was like, I'm going to go out and buy everything this man ever did, and I'm going to say his name as many times as I can, because I don't want him to, you know, if I'm going to do my part to make sure he never gets mentioned, you know, when you mention Muddy the Wolf, John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Reed was at that time just as big and just as important. And so that's why I mentioned him. I just kind of made a promise to myself that I'd start doing that. And he was a lot of inspiration to me. I think his lyrics are the best in the blues. So right up there with Willie Dixon, you know. So
why don't you play one more for us, and then we can talk about the show that's coming up for all of L.A. to go see.
All right. Sounds great. Gotta get myself off the side of the road. Gotta get myself up off the side of the road. Well, things are looking clearer than they ever been. Hard to land, but I'm the way to begin. Getting myself up off the side of the road. Quit lying to myself, let the truth be told. Quit lying to myself and let the truth be told. Well, I woke up burned out by the sun. Tired of laying still, so I'm a little long. Quit lying to myself and let the truth be told. Ooh, ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up on the ground. Hunting myself down a brand new home. I gotta hunt myself down a brand new home. To my biggest question, lose where I was to get my direction. Hunt myself down a brand new home. Oh, in the tears I'm hot, people crying. Tears I'm hiding, ain't for crying. Never gonna let them start spilling out. Pour down my body in the blood, the ground. The tears that I hide, ain't for crying. Up off the ground again. Ooh, ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up off the ground. That's right. Hey, let the truth be told. Oh, baby, let the truth be told. Let the truth be told.
myself, let the truth be told. Hey, baby, head is heavy, my heart is empty. Spirit is strong, but my legs are ready. Give myself up off the side of the road. Quit lying to myself, let the truth be told. One more time.
KCSN. It is truly a homecoming for the record company. Guys, we could only have dreamed in the beginning what the last year and a half or so would portend for you guys. But what we need to do now is take that dream and put it into reality by encouraging all of our audience to join us on Saturday night when you get to play your homecoming ball, if you will, at the Fonda. We want to encourage our listeners to grab those few remaining tickets and truly come see a band that has given us something to be proud of here in Los Angeles and that has given their all to their craft, the record company. We can't wait for Saturday night, and I'm sure you guys can't wait too, because it must feel special coming home after you've played so many places and, as you said, surprisingly played, you know, some large gigs.
We're excited to come back home where it all started, where everybody gave us the chance in the first place, right here, Los Angeles.
Well, that should be encouraging to everyone who's listening to make sure on Saturday night you are part of the celebration that is the homecoming of the record company. It'll be at the Fonda Theater, but today it was live on 88.5 KCSN. Guys, cheers. It's good to have you home, even if it's for a couple of days.
Thanks for having us back.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll see you down the road further. Next time, we'll be talking about the trouble you got in on this tour because you started throwing TVs out of the hotel room and all that other rock star
we'll
stuff.
We'll have to step our game up.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and I want to thank Tristan and Matt and Kid Christian for helping out in the studio. And certainly we want to thank our friends at Concord Music Group and the record company live on 88.5 KCSN.